Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 20, 20 to 28. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 28. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "In your kingdom, please let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left." But Jesus answered by saying to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink?" "Oh yes," they replied, "we are able." Jesus told them, "You will indeed drink from my bitter cup, but I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. My Father has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen." When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." My theme for reflection is greatness reimagined. Greatness reimagined, the power of a life that serves. There is something quietly amusing about how early the desire for greatness shows up in us. Give children a simple game, and within minutes, someone wants to be the leader, the winner, or the one in charge. It seems harmless at first, but as we grow, that same instinct often follows us into our careers, our relationships, and even our spiritual lives. In Matthew 20, 20 to 28, we encounter a deeply human moment. The mother of James and John approaches Jesus with a bold request that her sons might sit at his right and left in his kingdom. It is a request shaped by love, but also by ambition. The other disciples are indignant, not because they are free from ambition, but because they recognize their own unspoken desires reflected in it. And into this tension, Jesus speaks words that turn the entire idea of greatness upside down. "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." This was a radical redefinition. In the Roman world, power was everything. Status was displayed, authority was asserted, and greatness was measured by how many people served you. Yet Jesus rejects that model entirely. He does not merely critique it, he replaces it with something profoundly different. A kingdom where greatness is measured not by dominance, but by sacrifice, not by being served, but by serving. This speaks with striking clarity into our world. We live in a culture still captivated by visibility, influence, and recognition, even within the church. Lent, however, invites us into a different rhythm. It calls us to examine not only what we seek, but why we seek it. It gently exposes the subtle ways we long to be noticed, affirmed, or elevated, and then it redirects us toward the quiet, often unseen path of service. John Bailey once wrote that the highest good is found in losing ourselves in the service of God and others. That insight captures the heart of this passage. To follow Christ is not to climb above others, but to kneel beside them. And Apostle Paul deepens this vision. In Philippians 2:5-7, we are told, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself, taking the form of a servant." The one who calls us to service, the one who first served us, even to the point of giving his life as a ransom for many. Now let us consider a simple story. A young man worked in a busy office where recognition was everything. Promotions were public, praise was scarce, and competition was constant. At one time, he decided quietly to shift his posture. He began helping colleagues without seeking credit, listening more than speaking, and taking responsibility even when it went unnoticed. Weeks passed, and nothing outward seemed to change, but something within him did. He found a strange freedom, less anxious about recognition, more attentive to people. And one day a colleague said to him, "There is something different about you. You make this place feel human." He realized then that true greatness had nothing to do with position and everything to do with presence. That is the invitation of Christ, not to abandon ambition, but to transform it, to desire a greatness shaped by love, humility, and sacrifice. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you seeking recognition rather than opportunities to serve? Number two, what would it look like for you to embody Christ's humility in one specific relationship today? And now our practical exercise for today. Intentionally serve someone in a way that remains unseen. Offer help, encouragement, or kindness without drawing attention to yourself, and reflect on how that shapes your heart. Lord Jesus, you came not to be served, but to serve and to give your life for us. In this Lenten season, reshape our understanding of greatness. Free us from the need for recognition and teach us the joy of humble service. Form in us your heart, that we may love as you love and serve as you serve. Strengthen us by your grace, that our lives may reflect your kingdom. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and